This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Cliff Kingsbury reportedly turned down the New Orleans Saints job to stay here in Washington.
Did they actually offer him or just an interview?
Story here in Athlon Sports. I don't know if they offered him. They're putting it that, obviously the job is going to Kellen Moore.
Mm-hmm.
But that they wanted him to interview, and he said no, he passed. I know he said he was having too good of a time here. Our buddy Grant Paulson said he was told by a rival official that the Saints' job was Kingsbury's if he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made clear to him, but he decided that he just wanted to keep calling plays here in D.C. with Daniels at the helm.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think that lasts? Do you think it's possible he could just be like Vic Fangio was a head coach for a little bit for the Broncos,
mm-hmm.
right? Just won the Super Bowl as the defensive coordinator and was praised a lot for turning that defense around. But he's mostly been a coordinator and a coach. Do you think it's possible that Kingsbury could say, you know what, I'm kind of just happy in this role.
Money for now.
And I'll just stay in this role forever.
He did say...
You can make a great living doing it.
Certainly. I mean, he said in one of his pressers that he wants to be a head coach again when he was asked about it. But he's certainly... I mean, we've seen he's certainly not in a rush to become a head coach. Like, he has the luxury of being able to be choosy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to just grab a job just because it's out there.
Right.
Like, and he gets to work with a superstar quarterback in Jaden Daniels for year two.
Now, I know what you're going to do. You're going to bring up the offensive coordinator for the Texans.
Oh,
got
slow.
Fired.
Yeah.
You know, who was
got another
being
job.
Interviewed. Huh? Where is he?
Dolphins?
Where did he land?
Is he going to be OC?
No, he didn't get an OC job. He got a demotion.
He did.
I don't know what the actual position was, but
I think
it might have been passing game
coordinator or something.
Yeah, or
I think Kingsbury's
coach.
Accomplished enough that he doesn't have to worry about that per se. I think he just wants to wait for the right spot, the right young quarterback to hitch his wagon to.
He can bide his time.
Yeah.
Slowick, senior passing game coordinator for the Dolphins.
So it was Dolphins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they have another good year and Daniels gets even better, he's going to be the Ben Johnson of next year.
But he's only going to take a gig if it's the right spot.
Right.
You know, good young quarterback to build around.
And I would think that goes into next year, too. If after next year,
that's what I mean.
You know, like, he doesn't see something he likes, he could be the coordinator here for 3 years.
What did Ben Johnson make on that new deal?
I think like $13 million a year.
So, JP, you're right. You can make a great living being a coordinator, but It ain't like being head coach. I mean,
he's already rich.
You make triple what you make as a coordinator.
Right. Yeah. But he's already rich.
No, he is.
I mean, probably rich. What do you think? Yeah. He's got 30, 40 million bucks?
Yeah, but still, I mean, he's still motivated.
He's worth
a lot.
Probably
wants to eventually run his own show.
I mean, the dopes from the Cardinals gave him an extension through 2027. He's getting all that money.
Right. So he might be here for another 2 years.
It's very possible.
Could be.
Like if the jobs that open up after next
NFL season.
What's he getting
paid this year? What's he getting paid? Like $10 million or is it not that
much? I don't think it's that high.
Maybe $7 or $8 million?
It could be in that range, along with whatever he's making with the Commanders.
Right.
Say he's making
two,
five and a half or six from the Cardinals and two or two and a half from the Commanders.
Yeah.
He's pulling in $8 or $8.5 million a year. Like that's like being a head coach.
And you get to work
right,
with Jason.
But eventually the Commanders or the Cardinals contract runs out.
Sure.
Right, but that's 27.
Okay.
So he's literally in no rush.
No, he's no,
certainly
he's not.
From a financial standpoint.
Clearly he didn't feel like he was if he didn't want the Saints job.
Yeah. You gotta be very careful. You may not have to be as careful for your first job. But your second job, you better be very careful.
Yeah.
Because you ain't going to get a third shot at it.
Very unlikely.
Very unless rare. You're super successful.
Yeah. So Kingsbury initially signed a four-year, $22 million contract in 2019.
Right.
Then Arizona gave him an extension in 2022.
What was it?
Which is a guaranteed contract for 5 years that pays $7.5 million annually.
There you go.
All right. So he's probably making 9 or 10.
Yeah,
a year right
making,
now.
He's probably making two or two and a half minimum as the OC here, right? Like that's
no more than that. Supposedly, at least according to this article from the Sport News, he signed a 3 year, $18 million contract with the Commanders.
He's making $6 million as the OC.
Oh, he's not going anywhere, dude.
Oh yeah, he's
making $6 million a year plus seven. He's making $13.5 million a year to be the offensive coordinator. Oh. No pressure.
Yeah.
You're working with one of the brightest young stars.
So he is making Ben Johnson money.
Those numbers are generally hard to find what coordinators make.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's making that sort of scratch, why would he be in a rush to take a dreadful Saints job?
He's going to be here two more years.
He very well could be.
Amazing.
Because that money's going to run through 2027.
Yeah,
so he's here at 25 and 26. And then he has his pick of whatever job he wants as long as the offense doesn't fall
maybe
apart.
He'll leave next year if it's a perfect gig, but like maybe if maybe they fire the Houston coach and he thinks that that's a young quarterback I can work with.
Well, the Bengals, I always feel like the Bengals,
Bengals
head coach has got to be on the bubble.
I feel like he's a
you don't good. Lead the Bengals to the playoffs
like teams
then,
whose jobs could come open after next year. Like you look at the Browns, maybe Stefanski's thrown overboard.
You're not going to go there.
The Giants' job.
You're not going to go there.
If Dable doesn't turn that thing around.
You're not going there, that uncertainty.
Probably not.
What about the Dolphins' job?
Dolphins' job, if they
unlikely.
Struggle.
I wouldn't go there.
Well, at least you got a quarterback.
Dallas.
Kind of.
I could see Schottenheimer being one.
I mean, there's only certain spots that have a quarterback.
Carolina could be a job that's open, but do you want to go work for that owner?
Probably not. He ain't going there.
You're not going there.
So...
I'm telling you, Cincinnati, I like that. I think Houston.
He's not going back to Arizona.
To blow him out.
He's not going back to Arizona.
If he finally win you over, because you had him on double secret probation for a while,
Cliff?
Kingsbury.
I mean, I thought he was good. Overall, good. Yeah. Maybe very good.
I'd put him nudging into very good territory.
If you want to say very good, it's fine.
I just put the player far above the coordinator and the scheme.
Well, me too.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
He's not drawing up fourth and... Didn't they go for it on 4th and 22 and Daniels ran for 24 yards? He's not drawing that up.
No.
No, that's called having
There's 20 guys at least that could coach him up and be very successful, like creative offensive minds. There's not 20 like Jaden Daniels out there. Like, it's way harder to find Jaden.
You know that I think I saw Jalen Hurts has had a new coordinator every year for like 7 straight years, like going back to college.
Yeah, we had that.
Makes
Kirk
sense.
Had that, right?
I mean,
didn't Kirk have that for a while? Or
Kirk
was
did
it?
Have a lot of OCs. A
bunch of different OCs.
That he was going through.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to regret not going to New Orleans.
No, I think he obviously made the right decision to stay here and coach Jaden. You upgrade the offense. You bring in another wide out. Hopefully, Sinnott develops some. Maybe upgrade your running back room. And look, as long as Jaden Daniels keeps doing what he's doing, he's in a great spot.
What other job potentially would have a quarterback situation that's enviable that might be up?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, we said. Yep. Houston, potentially, maybe, right?
No, Houston's not going to fire. Why would they go to the playoffs every year?
If they bomb out. I'm just wondering. Nah. Just saying that's a situation where he could go.
Well, just because of the quarterback?
Yeah.
But they're not going to fire him.
Yeah, but a lot of times coaches want the jobs where they can draft a QB high. Not an established
QB. Yeah, if
it's a
QB.
The QB is the problem in those jobs. So.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow's not the problem. I don't think CJ Stroud's the problem.
Yeah, of course. But most situations, you don't have a good
quarterback. Right, I'm trying to think where it would be a no-brainer.
The Chiefs. Andy Reid could retire.
That could be one. You could be sitting on that.
That would be a nice.
You know,
hasn't he coached Pat Mahomes before?
Yeah, why don't you sit on the Chiefs?
They're bringing Bieniemy in to take over.
Yeah. Sit on the Chiefs job. That's a good call. I mean, is Andy Reid really going to hang it up? He just seems like a lifer. Seems like a guy.
Seems like it.
Seems like a guy to me who wants to die on the sideline.
It just seems like now he says, yeah, I'm coming back for one more year and one more year and one more year.
Yeah.
And it could end up being five more years.
I think, Drab, you want that draft a quarterback high if it's a great class. You know, not this year. You don't want to hitch your wagon to either one of these quarterbacks, I don't think.
To Shador or Cam Ward?
Not if this is your last chance at
right.
it. I don't think so. This is his last chance to be a successful NFL head coach.
Generally, when you're getting a head coaching job, team is bad.
Team needs a quarterback.
I understand.
Yeah. So it is what it is. You just got to pick one that you think you can succeed at.
And look, if Cincinnati goes to the playoffs next year, they're not going to fire Taylor.
Right. I agree. But they could fire him if Burrow gets hurt or something. You know what I mean?
Or if he doesn't get hurt and their defense sucks and they can't make the playoffs again, I would see him going.
It's hard to project what's going to happen after an entire season.
It is.
Like to project which coaches are going to be able. You just never know. Like
we knew Ron was gone.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. But what if Mike Tomlin finally leaves Pittsburgh? And boom, there's a job that's open.
Yeah, but. I mean, it's a great job.
What if
even without a quarterback, that might be one of the rare.
What if
that family doesn't mow through coaches?
No. What if Jim Harbaugh all of a sudden says, "You know what? I want to go back to college." Like you just don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
The NFL is weird. I didn't think Gerard Mayo would get fired after 1 year in New England, but that happened too.
Yeah,
I think Washington,
some guys just aren't cut out for it.
Yeah,
they're lucky that they have a coordinator that they believe in. That fits in to the culture with Dan Quinn, and you know, hopefully they can ride it out for a couple of years. But I would guess, since he didn't take this, and Grant was reporting that the Saints basically were willing to give him the job. He was their number one guy before Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. That next year something's going to open up, and he'll probably take it. He'll take it somewhere.
I don't think he's going to take just to take it. It's got to be the right spot.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're not going to do it just to do it. It's got to be, this is your last.
How many spots were open?
He's got so much money coming to him.
This offseason, there were seven, right? I'm guessing.
Seems like there's always six or eight jobs open every yep. year.
Of course.
Next year, yeah, there could be another four or five.
Who are the quarterback class for next year is not considered that great either?
No.
Who are the top dogs for that class, like right
Manning.
Now? Manning. He hadn't even played yet.
Probably, I'll tell you the stud's going to be when he finally gets to the leagues. Lenora Sellers, he's going to be a stud.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a dual threat kid, getting better as a passer. But look, you can't compare any of the future classes right mm-hmm. now to what we had last year because they're just not there right now.
I also called that back padding machine.
Well, you were what? Pretty good about that, even Thank though you never saw any of them play in college.
No, I just looked at their highlights. I was like, yeah, this is a pretty good class. These are all pretty good.
You told us that Jaden Daniels was a fifth-round pick until his senior year.
What Adam Peters said.
Well, that's what the book was on him.
right.
And now he's an all-time great rookie. You just don't know.
Yeah, it just kind of depends.
Yeah, but he was considered to be very good by the time the draft came around. He improved his stock that much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This next college football season, you might have four stud quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, that's
people
possible.
Are salivating over.
For sure.
And there's always desperate teams that are just going to reach.
Always.
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just dead in
the
water.
The teams this year that need quarterbacks, okay, if you can't get a veteran, you can't get Cousins or Darnold or any of these guys.
Right.
All right, well, you're probably going to reach for Milroe.
I don't understand. Like when I watch Shedeur Sanders, he looks pretty good to me. I don't know what are the knocks against him.
Doesn't have an elite arm. Doesn't have elite athleticism.
All right.
I watched Deion said he's athletic enough.
Yeah, he looks athletic
enough. And
his balls
get there.
He looks athletic enough. I don't know. I can't speak to his arm.
Yeah. So you're just kind of comparing him to everyone's just going to be compared to Jaden in terms of athleticism, and they're just. It's hard to come by.
Yep. Coming up next, what does the average couple do 58 times a year?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.